Sunset Beach. I don't need HGTV. I want the real thing. Living off a dream. Give me a couple thousands. I'm a jet to Philippines. Yeah, I'm a 360 degree ability. Vision, yeah. Lose the feel that there be reason. Give circulation to the nation. We are one. Everything is fun under the sun. I just tell myself to fly. Can tell you American dreams, nice things from the shop, but I really think that Asia, but I really think that Asia about to my 360, 5 days on the wall, if each day like my last, green like paper over. Until you fly, you do not need me to fly.
From anything you do, if you want. Everyone, it is time for another episode of Preserved Jams. So it is currently 9:08. I'm a little late in saying it, but this is Preserved Jams. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. So we've got some fun guests with us tonight. If they want to say hi.
Hi.
Hi. And guess who it is? Well, it's the one and only Jessica Faith Silverman.
That's right.
And Kieran Thomas Taylor.
That's good job.
Right. And Anna DeLabri Toilette. That's
good job.
Me. I got all my names. Hooray. So, Bridget is being a nerd. She's studying. So
what
I have some.
Dork, right?
She's such a dork. So I'm really happy about having some cool friends with me tonight. Jessica Silverman is currently rocking a party bun. I mean, like, she's ready to go.
I'm so ready to go.
She's ready to go. So we're keeping it light. We're keeping it fun. It was like 70 degrees today, and I spent the majority of the day outside, which was really nice. So we're going for, how would you describe our vibe today, Kieran? Kieran and I collaborated on the playlist.
This is my first time actually being on the show, because usually Anna just texts me and asks for songs.
It's true. He usually gives me very good songs, though.
Today's vibe is a little bit of newer, happy, sunny, high tempo stuff and some old classic ones. But generally stuff that you're probably going to want to know and sing along with.
Yeah.
I know they wanted to sing along with it because they were screaming all of the words from my room as I sat in the common room.
We're only screaming some of them.
It was our room.
A lot of them.
So, half. Father John Misty came out with a new album called Pure Comedy, and it's really good. And this is a good one from it. So take a listen.
Betting Taylor Swift every night inside the Oculus Rift after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. Much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real.
kindness will be in our homes, plugged into our hubs, skin and bones. A frozen smile on every face as the stories replay. This must have been a wonderful place.
Heck yeah, what a great song. I very much enjoy it. I enjoy everything of Father John Misty's, to be honest with you. I saw him at GovBall, and that was kind of like mid-anxiety puking, so I was having a great time. So,
out of context, that sounds really just like...
A
mess.
A mess.
Remember when we saw FJM at Boston Calling but ignored him because we didn't know?
Right. Yeah, we saw Father John Misty at Boston Calling our freshman year, and we didn't know him, and we just didn't do the right thing.
It's okay because you know him now, though.
I know him now, and I love him. But I, when I was at GovBall, man, the anxiety was rampant because there are so many people at GovBall.
Just all over the place.
They're just everywhere.
You know people? You know how there's a bunch of them?
Mm-hmm.
There were more at GovBall.
What?
Yeah. Picture a lot of people. Picture a few more than that, and
you got it.
You don't have enough.
Maybe even more than that. That's how many are at GovBall.
That's a lot.
Brought to you by your favorite Tufts math majors.
I love math. Fun story, quickly. I went into Bromfield Pearson for the first time ever.
How was it?
Over the weekend. It was terrifying. It has a weird smell.
Why would you do that?
I've never been.
Yeah, exactly.
What's it like?
So I went there because Mallory, my friend Mallory, was sick. And I was like, I'm going to do something nice for her. So I got her tea and I got her little snacks. And I went to her house first and she wasn't there. So I checked her little location recorder thing because I'm creepy. And I saw that she was in Bromfield Pearson, probably meeting with her math professor. And so I went to Bromfield Pearson and I wandered up and down every single floor and looked in every window until I found her on the third floor with her professor and I gave her tea. And that was the first time I'd ever been in Bromfield Pearson. And it was really scary and I intended to never go back.
That was a thrilling story. Thanks for sharing, Anna.
Oh, you're welcome, Kieran. Thanks for listening.
I'm not going to thank you for that because that was...
It was a good story. It smells like... You know, I asked Mallory what she thinks Bromfield Pearson smells like, and she said it's like a wet neoprene scuba suit.
That's really hyper-specific, and I can't imagine she's wrong about that.
I think it sounds right.
That's about right.
Kieran, your hair looks all funny with the headphones on.
It sure does.
Good. For those of you who don't know, Kieran's got a huge mop of hair.
Hi.
So much hair.
I think Bromfield Pearson... No, I can't think of anything. I'll come up with a better analogy during this song. Bye now. To where we moved out to the places on it races. I bought it in a can and stirred it with my fingers, singing. Threw it out the window. Lady, you've been dead, suspicious for the winter. Legs like little splinters. Thank you.
Hold on, Shins. We're not playing you quite yet. We got some fresh new tunes from the Shins, too. The Shins and Father John Misty both dropped a new album, and I'm very excited about it because the Shins actually haven't dropped one in a very, very long time. So
it has been a while.
It has been a while.
How long?
Let's find out.
Do some waiting music for me. 2012. That's actually not that long ago.
That's 5 years.
Oh, wait. Goddamn.
That's half a decade, Anna DeLabertillette.
That is a long time.
Wow. That's such a long time.
You know, I still think that like 2010 was last year sometimes.
Sure.
Okay.
I just do.
Do you ever, like, sign the date on a paper as 10 or something?
I mean, no, but I just think that 2010 was a lot closer to,
2017.
Yep. I forgot the year.
Okay.
So shout out to Robert Perry Tolette. We're doing middle names. We'll just call him Perry for now. So shout out to Perry for, for getting through his ACL surgery.
Congrats,
he did a
Robbie.
Good job, and
Robert,
he's still alive, and we're so proud of you.
He did a thing. Good
Robbie,
for him.
He did a thing. He got his knee ripped open and then put back together.
Remember, Robbie, a wheelchair is just a big skateboard.
See,
I was about to say it's a four-wheeled skateboard. Then I remember skateboards also have four wheels.
Try taking it downhill.
Wait, that's a great idea. Robbie, Robbie, okay, you better be listening right now, okay? I think you should invent extreme wheelchair.
play some wheelchair basketball.
Ooh, wheelchair basketball. What else could he do? He could go off some sick jumps, some
just
ramps.
Some wheelies.
Wheelchair hockey.
Wheelchair hockey.
Wheel chalky.
Wheel chalky. Those are...
Wheel chalky.
Wheel chalky.
I'm calling it now. This is the next big thing.
Wheel chalky.
Isn't that just roller hockey? Roller hockey, real chalky. Who can never
yeah,
be
Yeah, roller sure? hockey's on roller skates, not wheelchairs. Jessica, try to keep up. She's very good at being exasperated.
Robbie says extreme wheelchairing already exists. So
does
I think that
really?
That's something
I like that he knows.
People take them off mega ramps. So I think that that's something that we should look into for
wheels.
You to have as your next extreme sport, other than hurling yourself down hills in various ways. You can hurl yourself down in a wheelchair.
Wouldn't that just be one of the various ways?
Well, yeah. For hurling self down mountain is the name of my skiing playlist. You're right.
I know.
So this one's for you, buddy. We love you very much.
Roberta.
And we're so glad that you're doing an okay job.
Hi, Robbie.
The Shins.
No, this isn't the Shins.
Oh,
it's the Killer.
Oh, you skipped.
Dressed in the best. Don't you wanna swim with me? Don't you wanna feel my skin on your skin? It's only natural. Don't you wanna come with me? Don't you wanna feel my bones on your bones? It's only natural. Come and take a swim with me. Don't you wanna feel my skin on your skin? It's only
So it's currently time for the most important part of Preserve Jams. It's the middle of the hour. What does it mean? It means it's time for a PSA. Here's Kieran Taylor.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
That was a really good PSA.
Thank you so much.
That was a cool version of Mad World.
This is the original.
This is Tears for Fears.
What See, I always think about? Of the...
Gary Jules?
Yeah, I always think of the Gary Jules version.
Oh, well, I'm playing Tears for Fears. So shout out to my mom who likes the 80s. But Tears for Fears. I also love Tears for Fears. So let's think about germs, everyone, and let's all take the voodoo dirt pills that my mom makes me take.
No one should take those.
Anna, what is a voodoo dirt pill?
It's literally plastic wrapped around roots from the ground that Anna thinks prevents her from getting sick.
Well, I stopped taking them for a little bit, and then I took it again, and I stopped being sick.
Is
so
it just
what does it
herbs
mean?
And saran wrap that you eat?
No. So it's a
you
pill.
You got the flu while on them.
Okay, but it's like a pill. It's a pill,
it's
and
fake.
It's full of all sorts of like natural things that are supposed to be homeopathic prevention of sickness. And
you
it's
got
like
the flu.
Roots and
you went to the hospital.
Okay,
they're fake.
You're fake.
Was it because of the? Sorry, I can't get over the fact that they're called dirt pills.
They're not.
No. They're not. They're called wellness formula.
Which is
but
somehow
Jess
worse.
Refers to them as
yes.
My voodoo dirt pills.
Because they are.
Because they're full of like roots as extracts and like crushed up leaves.
Did roots get a PhD? Can roots practice medicine?
Not yet.
Roots MD is my doctor. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Someone call in with advice as to why Anna should stop taking these dirt voodoo pills because they are literally capsules of dirt that she complains about all day because they make her breath feel weird.
No, they just make me burp. And then the burps are like
spicy.
No, it doesn't make my breath feel weird. I burp and the burps are spicy.
That's a problem. That's a gastrointestinal thing that should not be happening.
If you didn't eat anything spicy that day, then that is
No, because of the dirt pills.
Yes, because of the dirt pills. That's exactly my point.
What just tastes like the dirt pills?
You just said it's spicy. Are the dirt pills
spicy? It's like kind of spicy.
Please, can we put on some music?
Why are you eating spicy dirt pills?
Because Mary Lou is neurotic and loves dirt.
Stop eating spicy dirt pills.
You've convinced me.
Good.
Really?
Well, I don't think so.
I'm never going to eat spicy
anyway,
dirt pills again.
Cut to tomorrow.
Here is some Creedence Clearwater Revival, everyone. Don't eat dirt pills. Second PSA.
Eat dirt pills.
Don't eat dirt pills. Thank you.
update on the dirt pills. My mom texted me and she said that there are 270 more dirt pills coming towards me right now to keep me healthy and safe.
Like 6 every 2 hours when you're sick or something?
Oh my God.
Only when you have an imbalance in your system.
That is the most voodoo faux medicine term I've ever heard. Imbalance?
An imbalance.
Of what? The four humors?
Are you straying towards the dark side of the force?
I might be, Karen.
Black bile? Is the black bile level higher than it should be? Is the demon within you?
You know what? Maybe I just need an exorcism. Comment below if you think I need
an
exorcism.
Comment where?
Just comment below.
We're an audio system.
No, just...
Annie,
just...
you can't have an exorcism via dirt pills.
You have a point, Karen.
Yeah, the last time you said that you were convinced not to do dirt pills. Then you said, take dirt pills. To your listeners.
What do I really think about dirt pills? Stay tuned to find out.
Listen to one.
The world may never know.
I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't upgrade myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes. Ain't no regrets, and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, my blue shade, my tears dry.
Hold on there, Sublime. So, update on the dirt pill debate. Peter.
The hottest debate of April 10th, 2017.
Medford's hottest debate is dirt pills.
Dirt pills.
I love that. So, Peter says, my mom is also into dirt pills, and I never ever get sick. She sends me boxes of herbs and stuff every semester that she gets from a Chinese medicine lady. It's totally voodoo, but it works. Use me as evidence. So, how do you respond to Peter's Chinese voodoo herbs?
Okay, I never get sick either, and I don't take dirt every day.
Okay, it's literally root extracts, not
That's
dirt.
Where do roots grow?
In the ground.
In the what?
Carrots are roots.
Right.
Why don't you just eat some carrots?
Yeah, instead
I'm
of...
I'm not trying to improve my vision.
You should, because you had glasses recently, so maybe
actually,
it's because you're
yeah.
not eating enough carrots.
How many
but you still have glasses and you eat carrots all the time.
Yeah, my eyes were bad for a while.
I eat carrots all the time, too, and I've never had glasses.
It's the same argument about the roots.
Correlation doesn't mean causation.
So stop eating dirt.
So
you're wasting
that's
dollars.
That's just what we said when Peter came in, is with the evidence.
So what is your official response?
Anecdotal evidence is not empirically based. You need statistics, not anecdotes.
Okay, but we have some good anecdotes.
What?
Peter takes dirt pills and he's healthy. I don't take dirt pills and I'm healthy.
I also don't take dirt pills and I'm healthy.
I take dirt pills and I'm usually unhealthy.
Okay, your immune system's broken. That's
that is
three
two versus
to
two.
One.
Oh, yeah, that too.
But I feel like I would be worse if I didn't take the dirt pills.
So it's
like
dirt pills talking.
It's a preventative measure.
No, it's Stockholm Syndrome. What? Don't look
what?
At me like that.
What?
Like Instagram.
All right, Karen psych major.
What? Okay, that's not a psych thing. When the Instagram icon changed, Kieran did not update his Instagram app for like, what, a few months? A year?
A year.
Like a year, because he didn't like the new icon design.
I like the old one. It looked like a little camera.
So he was resistant to changing it. And what did you say the Stockholm Syndrome thing?
Yeah, Jess didn't like had changed it a while ago, and she said, well, I didn't like it at first, but I got used to it, and now I prefer it. So
he said I had Instagram app Stockholm Syndrome because I didn't mind the new update of the app.
Probably wasn't the best use of that.
No, probably not, but it's okay.
Is it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Dirt pills.
Stockholm Syndrome. Where will the debate go next? Stay tuned.
You're just going to keep being wrong.
Dirt pills.
Dirt pills.
Sorry, Mrs. Tillett, no offense.
ML, I love you still. For your family get paid, it's the wrong way. Running down to her chin and it ruins up her makeup and never worn again. A cigarette pressed between her lips, but I'm staring at her tits. It's the wrong way. Strong if I can, but I am only a man, so I take her to the can. It's the wrong way. The only family that she's ever had is her seven horny brothers and a drunk ass dad. He needed money, so he put her on the street. Everything was going fine until the day she met. Wanna shoot your dad? I'll do anything I can the wrong way. They talk all night, tried to make it right. Believe me, shit was tight, it was the wrong way. So run away if you wanna stay, cause I ain't here to make ya. Oh no, it's up to you. What you really wanna do is spend some time in America. Don't stop.
That was a quick preview of our next song because I wasn't paying attention. So we have some very, very sad news to announce on Preserve Jams today.
It's pretty sorrowful.
It's very sorrowful. And
what happened basically was mine
I can't
and
even
Anna,
say it.
I got it. Mine and Anna's beta fish, Constantine, the love of our lives.
Constantine Business Casual,
Silverman Tillett, passed into the big fishbowl in the sky. Late last night, early this morning, I don't know exactly what time his gills stopped moving, but he passed into the ether.
It was before midnight.
Your hair is really something else right now.
Focus,
excuse me,
Jess.
We're
sorry,
focusing
I'm
on
sorry.
The death
the
of someone very, very special
Dia
to
de
us.
Dia de los Muertos, let's go.
So,
Constantine.
Your hair does look stupid.
Anna!
I'm sorry.
This is a memorial service.
We had Constantine for approximately 1 year. He was very near and dear to our hearts.
He was red and sometimes blue and sometimes other colors.
Yes.
We loved him dearly. He sometimes liked to play dead, but he wasn't.
But this time, no such play was at play.
He was just a stinker.
He was so annoying, but I love him so much.
I miss him.
He was much better than our first fish, RJ, who sucked.
Rocket Jab Meme Silverman Dolet.
Anna and I have a real penchant for naming fish. Mm-hmm. Call in with any suggestions of what to name the next one we get when we move into our house in June.
Although Constantine will never be forgotten.
No, but we gotta get another fish because we have all the stuff and I like having beta fish.
Me too.
They're fun.
So we had a little memorial service last night, but I thought that we needed to publicize it on the airwaves. We buried him
outside
by the birch
Carmichael
trees.
Dining Hall.
Outside of Carmichael Dining Hall so we can walk by him every day.
We lit a candle in memoriam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we held hands.
So we held
had
hands.
One job. And it was to be a fish, and he did that job very well.
That's Kieran quoting his eulogy to Constantine.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they needed to hear it.
Jess, will you say a quick Mourner's Cottage for us?
Ikadalvi ikadash shmerabah. And I can't do the rest of it, because I'll embarrass myself. And it's Pesach tonight. Yom, heck. Chag Sameach, everybody. Chag Sameach, everybody. Happy Passover.
Passover.
Chag yes. Sameach.
Don't forget to put lamb's blood on your window or else, or above your door or else your firstborn son will die.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, R.I.P. Kieran.
I hope your parents put lamb's blood on their door.
Oh, they didn't.
Shoot. You're screwed then.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye now.
See you never.
All right. Okay. That memoriam coming up for you ASAP Rocky.
This is off of a playlist named For Constantine.
It's called For Constantine.
The song isn't. This is the general by Dispatch.
I just said it's named for Constantine.
This is for you, Constantine. Rest in peace.
Rip in peace.
There was a decorated general with a heart of gold that likened him to all the stories he told of past battles won and lost and legends of old. A seasoned veteran in his own time, on the battlefield he gained respectful fame with many medals of bravery and stripes to his name. He grew a beard as soon as he could to cover the scars on his face and always urged his men on. But on the eve of a great battle with the infantry and dream, the old general tossed in his sleep and wrestled with its meaning. He awoke from that night to tell what he had seen and walked slowly out of his tent. All the men held tall with their chests in the air, with the courage in their blood and a fire in their stare. And it was a gray morning and they all wondered how they would fare. So the old general told them to go home. He said, I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. And I've seen their mothers and I will know follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes. You got no time to lose. If you are young men, you must be living. Take a shower and shine your shoes. You got no time to lose. If you are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven. But the men stood fast with their guns on their shoulders, not knowing what to do with the contradicting orders. The general said he would do his own duty, but he would extend it no further. The men could go as they pleased, but not a man moved. Their eyes gazed straight ahead till one by one they stepped back and not a word was said. And the old general was left with his own words echoing in his head. He then prepared to fight. He said, I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. No, and I've seen their mothers, and I will no other to follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Yeah, take a shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven. Yeah. Yeah.
forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Yeah. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Oh.
Well, well, it's that sad, sad time at the end of the hour. It's 9:58 and 30 seconds in Medford, Massachusetts. And you've been listening to Preserve Jams on 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, with some really cool people. Anna DeLaubrie-Tolette.
Jessica Faith Silverman.
And Kieran Thomas Taylor.
with some fun shout-out suggestions from some fun friends in Colorado and other various places in the United States.
And a nice little memorial to our young son, Constantine Business Casual Silverman Tolette.
I'd like to take this time to apologize to Mrs. Tolette for any offense that she took of my critique of dirt pills.
ML, I love you. I don't love the dirt pills, but that doesn't make me love you any less.
And with that, we will hit you with our last song, because, you know, we all just need to not worry sometimes.
Good night, everyone.
Night. Good night.
Good night now.